Locker room chats continue as we are just a day out from the high school football season. Week number one starting this week and a lot of buzz in the area. Our locker room chats continue, and now I get an opportunity to talk with Mike Paramore, the Perry Lecompton head coach, and our conversation with the coach all season long brought to you by First State Bank. Well, Coach, you go into year number 22. You've been there for a long time. You've piled up 117 wins with the cause. Just how does it feel kind of getting back into a new season?
I always look forward to it. It's always fun to get back to work, and, you know, the challenges each season brings is you bring new faces in and see if we can keep this thing rolling and play at a high level.
Well, let's talk about last season a little bit. 6 wins, 4 losses, made the second round of the playoffs before losing to Holton. You know, just what were the overall takeaways from 2021 and kind of how the season played out for you?
Well, we had to fulfill a lot of seniors had left from the previous years, and we had a small senior class coming in, and, you know, felt good that those guys played hard, did some good things for us, but we threw a lot of guys into the fire for the first time, and, you know, the Big Seven's a tough way to go, and it was always challenges. I thought our kids played hard and did some good things and got better as they went, and the good part about that is, you know, you lose a small senior class, so that means a lot of kids come back, you got a lot of playing time, so we got a big senior class this year that got a lot of experience on Friday nights.
Yeah, and let's talk about that experience a little bit. Does that make the expectations a little bit higher? Are the expectations the same each year regardless? You have 7 returning starters on both sides of the ball and winning those 6 games last year. So does it kind of fluctuate depending on the roster and how it goes into a season, or do the expectations kind of stay the same for you?
I think we always go in with the same expectations, what we want out of our program. And, you know, we try to keep it in those things that we can control. We talk to our kids. You know, being able to go play hard on Friday night and take care of what you can take care of, you know, execute your assignment, bring a lot of energy, bring a lot of enthusiasm to the game. And if we can go out and play hard and line up correctly and then carry out our assignments and do that with some intensity and some great effort, then we feel like we got a chance to be successful every Friday night.
You certainly have one of the more athletic quarterbacks in the Big Seven. Gunnar Ball is back. He was honorable mention a year ago. Over 1,800 yards of offense. He had 23 touchdowns. How's he looked here in the preseason and leading that side of the ball?
He's off to a good start. They really like what he's doing. And, you know, he really progressed last year at the quarterback position. He was a good athlete playing quarterback at the start of the year. And then he became a good quarterback who was also a good athlete, started to understand the position. And it takes time, and he gets those reps, and he starts to understand what we're trying to do. And, you know, got a little bit more freedom in the offense to make some checks and do some things. And has continued to improve through the offseason, and really excited about where he's at right now.
And how about the senior class? Again, mentioning a big senior class and how they've kind of gelled and working together with some of the new faces and some of the underclassmen, how they've kind of helped them get this ball rolling.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. It's always fun to watch that progress because, you know, that next class comes in and their senior year and the stamp they want to put on the program and the legacy they want to leave. It's been fun to watch them pushing that leadership role. I've seen them grow up a lot, seen a lot of changes in them, and how they go about business has been really a good thing for us right now. I like the way they practice right now. Been a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and they're excited for the season.
Big-time game on Friday night on the road at Sabetha, Big 7 League clash, and we'll talk about that with Mike Paramore when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing with our locker room chats, talking Perry Lecompton football with head coach Mike Paramore, again presented by First State Bank as they get ready for a road trip to Sabetha on Friday night. Coach, big game out the gate. You beat him in the first round of the playoffs last year in a thriller, 28-21. Can you take much away from last year's game when putting together a game plan for this one?
Well, I think, you know, you go back and look and try to pull some things, but, you know, as you prepare, as new challenges each year, as they got new players in place and what they're going to bring to the table. Always a great challenge to go up to Sabetha. We've had great games with them throughout the year since we've been playing, and they're extremely well coached. Coach Michael does a tremendous job with those guys up there. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. They're very well coached and very fundamentally sound in what they do. And, you know, we're going to have to play good football, and I think it's going to be a tremendous game.
Let's talk about the Big 7 for a minute going into this year. You've been doing this for a long time. Each year the league kind of fluctuates. Teams go through their ups. They go through their downs. But when you look at least the preseason, you have Nemaha Central by some a top 2 team in 2A. Holton is by many the number 2 team in Class 3A, just right behind Andale, who's won nearly 40 games in a row and 3 straight state championships. Of course, you guys are going to be very good. Sabetha's got talent. And, you know, just how do you kind of assess what the Big 7 is going to bring here in 2022?
I think it's been a great conference year in and year out. Even maybe if records don't indicate that. I think you go through the Big Seven, you play that schedule, I think you're prepared for about anything once you get to district time or if you get a chance to go into the postseason. We got some tremendous coaches in this league that always have their teams well prepared. Got great traditions in this league. They got towns that support their programs. It makes for great Friday nights. And, you know, from our end, we got to make sure we do our part and get ourselves prepared to play because there's going to be no easy out in the Big Seven.
And real quick about your schedule this year, of course you have the Big Seven schedule, plus you add teams like Hayden and Atchison to it as well. Is this one of the more difficult schedules maybe you've had put together here in your time at PL?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenging one. I mean, but that's okay. And we tell our guys all the time, that's why you play this game. You want to go play the best, and it's going to force you to be your best. And those are the kind of games that are fun to play in, and, you know, you get challenged in and see if you can rise to the challenge and make sure your preparation and effort, what it needs to be to go play against the best. And if you can get through that and get yourself a chance to get to the postseason, you're going to be well-tested and well-prepared for those battles.
And let's get back to Sabetha as we get ready for the opener on Friday night. Of course, a ball game you're going to be able to hear on 103.9 and on the Sabetha channel as well at mscsports.net. As you're prepping, as you're, you know, putting a scouting report together and getting ready for this matchup tomorrow night, what have been kind of a few key standouts about this Sabetha team this year, maybe compared to last year, and what challenges are they going to bring?
Well, I think, you know, there's no doubt what they want to do. They're going to run the football, and they want to be physical in their run game, but they also have some very good talent in the passing game. Their ability to throw the ball, and we saw that last year in the playoff game. They can be dangerous. Got a nice quarterback returning, got a nice receiver returning. I think both of them earned all-league honors. And so that makes them a little bit more of a two-headed monster than something is where they're just really dependent on just go pounding you. And so, you know, defensively, that brings a lot of challenges. We got to make sure that you know, we got enough dudes in the box to go fight the run game, but also be prepared to handle the pass as it comes out and, you know, see if we can get some stops defensively. Offensively, for us, we got to be consistent. We got to put drives together. We got to take care of the football because, again, they're very well coached and their defensive team. They're good to fly around, and we got to be sound in what we're doing and go out and execute really well.
Monster Big 7 game right out the gate week one as Perry LeCompton, they travel to Sabetha. We'll have that ball game for you on the Sabetha channel, also on the airwaves, 103.9 KNZA, of course, Sabetha channel online at mscsports.net. Perry LeCompton head coach Mike Paramore joining us again, presented by First State Bank. Coach, thank you so much for joining us this week. We're off and running. It's going to be a lot of fun following you guys this year. Good luck on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Looking forward to a great season.
Perry LeCompton head coach Mike Paramore joining us. We'll talk Royal Valley football when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.